Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tiff, I'm so upset. They did you dirty. How are you feeling today?
Oh, man. I think I'm still, we recorded so long ago, but I don't talk to anybody about it. All of those emotions kind of stayed locked in. I almost don't remember what happened because so many things have happened in the last half year. It is surreal. And, you know, that was tough for me to watch. I actually got emotional watching it back. Because it was very intense. I don't ever recall a time I've been in a hot seat like that, probably since I got suspended from school in seventh grade for drinking. But like to be in that type of fire where you don't get it. Like it wasn't just Colton and Eric. It was every single person, people that I thought, it's hard to say. And it's silly to say that you're like, oh, I think they know me. But it's like, when you're not guilty of something, you're like, it's obvious I'm not, right?
Right.
But that was a tough position to be in. I'm talking about my ass was on fire.
Did anyone give you an inkling like, hey, they're coming for you tonight?
Michael.
Okay. He did.
And people wonder why, like, why were you so close to him? He trusted me. He told me everything. And when you in a game of no trust where I don't have any, I'm not going to say I don't have any gamers left, but I didn't feel so connected to Natalie and Jam Jam, who are my last gamers left in there. You know, Michael was somebody who he trusted me. So I've got to go with who trusts me. If you trust me, then I have to trust you just a little bit. And he kind of alluded, like, I think your name's going to come up at the round table. And I did not have time to think about it. So I sit at the table. And when Colton turns his wrath on me, I am livid and I'm no longer playing a game. I am really surprised at the way I handled myself. And people are like, oh, you handled yourself so well. And I'm like, no, I was supposed to go into game mode. I was supposed to go into psychology mode, but I had no time to think about that. It was instantly like, I went straight back to Detroit. Bitch, what?
I mean, that's the thing. What was his evidence that you had a hit list or there was gamers, they were going through the gamers. Like what was the evidence against you from Colton?
He honestly said that I gave this half-assed, insincere fake, eulogy for Ian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. And, you know, I'm laying out a plan. I can't say he should know. He should watch me. He doesn't know. But in general, when people have a goal to accomplish, usually they would like to strategize it so they can see how they're going to get there. And that's all I was doing. And it's a mistake on me for vocalizing such vivid details to people that I thought were like-minded, because at some point I thought we were like getting somewhere. Granted, I'm wrong. You know, like I'm dead wrong, but I didn't feel like it was me. It didn't feel like anyone was looking at me. And to be honest with you, no one really was until that day.
Yeah, it did seem to come out of nowhere. Was Eric the final nail in the coffin? Did that have a lot to do with it?
Oh, he did. He sealed it.
Yeah,
he sealed it with those magic 99% ears that he's when he's gone to school, he's gotten education. He's been trained. His ear can hear any pitch, memorize it. He knows it when he hears it. I said, baby, I had to tell him. I said I would stop talking about that career if I was you. You might want to go in a different direction because you're dead ass wrong. I know you want to be right. And you think this is going to soar you to the top of the K-pop because you recognize my laugh. It wasn't me.
Yeah, I wonder who we thought it was. No idea.
As I've been watching the season back today, I'm a little raspy because I've been hoarse since probably premiere night. But as I've been watching the episodes back, even me and my friends were watching like, who said that? Is that you or is that Candace? And even I'm saying, was that me? And I'm like, oh, I'm looking at the captions. I'm like, oh, that's Candace. I never heard anyone sound so similar to me. And I think Candace and I sound similar. I don't know if she actually laughed. I don't know what he heard. Because guess what, Sharon? I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there. So how would you know? Oh my God. I want to talk about Candace because, you know, we got to see glimpses of your friendship in there, and she really sort of went to bat for you as much as she could as a traitor. Talk to me about your friendship and sort of that moment with her.
You know, Ida had no idea that she felt the way I felt about her. Like, I guess I have in my mind, like, these housewives, they stay together. They're like way up here. I just did a couple of little game shows. Like, you know, I don't fit in with them like that. They're lumped together. But she would talk to me and we would do our hair together and like get dressed. And I was like, I really liked her. I really liked her. I thought she was so cute. She was so sweet. And I must admit, the housewives just are a little bit intimidating, and she didn't give me that vibe, you know. And so when I heard her and just, you know, trying to stand up for me and even going to bat for me behind when I'm not there in the car with other people, it's very heartwarming. It just warms my heart. I teared up. I was very emotional last night. I was just like, oh my God, it's so sweet, because no one has to like you. And I wasn't doing anything necessarily to be liked, but for some odd reason, she took to me, and I just love that.
Yeah. It did seem like one of the most emotional sort of reveals. People were shocked. Did you hear from anyone after that? Because people seemingly felt bad. I don't know.
Everyone. Yeah. I did. I heard from everyone. Yeah. You know, when they were revealing who they voted for, and they've got all these cards have gotten these hearts on them. I mean, people are tearing up, and I'm like, well, if you don't want to see me go, then don't vote for me.
Don't do it. Oh my God. What was it about Jam Jam that you guys could never get on the same page? Did he not want to work with the gamers? Is that what it was? Or
I think it was because I was attached to Michael, and Jam Jam felt like I must be, if I'm even associating with anyone who's coming after him, I must be after him. And really, I wasn't even looking at Jam Jam at the time where me and Michael, I was just, as a mom and as a woman and a person who plays these games, I'm just like, Michael, this ain't a movie. That you're going to have to hush. Like,
you're the only one that could get through to him.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody wrote this script for you. This is really you. So you might want to watch, like, bring it down. Watch what you say. And he's like, he kept telling me, like, oh, my wife tells me that all the time. My wife says the same thing. And I'm like, I ain't your wife, and I ain't the genius. I'm just boy, be quiet.
Oh my God, I'm dead. What were you thinking when Colton? It was interesting. Colton, you know, he wanted to make the big move. He's visibly shaking. He's asking you how to spell your name. Like, what were you thinking in that moment?
I was gone.
Oh,
I was no longer Tiffany. I was Monique. And if anybody knows who Monique is, you know, she pushed Tiffany's little ass to the side. She said, you go sit down over there. I got this. Let me show you something. Say my name again. And I might stand up on this table. I was gone. I was fuming. Everything that came out of his mouth, I was ready. He had a little pew pew. I had a I was ready for him. Ask me something else. How I spell my name. Because remind you, they're going back and forth. It's not just Colton saying his speech and then everyone else going, it's Colton, then it's someone else, then it's Colton, then it's someone else, then it's Colton. And I'm like, you know what? I can tell all of y'all are ready to vote for me. I have nothing to lose at this point. I'm not even trying to change your mind. Right now, I'm just not about to let y'all beat my ass while I sit up here.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, in terms of, there was no gamers in the turret. Did you want to be in the turret? And did that have a lot to do with sort of, it seemed like a lot of people are thinking about that meta game. Like, there has to be someone in there.
I was kind of thinking after the last couple of seasons that this season probably wouldn't have a gamer in the turret, except when gamers kept dying. And I'm like, somebody might be trying to frame a gamer. And I didn't feel like it would be Natalie. I didn't feel like Natalie would frame a gamer. But Jam Jam, I kind of did feel like he would frame a gamer. That's why I was like, but you would, you know, and I meant it. But I want to be in the turret only for safety reasons. I felt like for safety reasons, for gameplay, I could be in the turret because I've got one less chance of leaving this game strategy wise. But I knew I would have to play a very different way of who I actually am. I would, you know, it not be like Donna, but essentially I understand how Donna ended up playing the game that she played, because you come off in the beginning, people don't know you. I would have had to play totally different. And it was really kind of a relief to not get tapped. I was like, cool, I can just go out here and be myself. I don't got to lie.
Yeah, no, it's true. I kind of felt that way about you too. I was like, I don't know if I want her in there, because you would be a good faithful. Talk to me about Ian and Rob when they went out. I mean, were they your number ones, and sort of how did you feel when they were gone?
I had never met anyone in the cast before, ever in life, not any of the gamers. I'd never met them. When I saw Ian, I instantly knew I wanted to kind of protect him. I could tell he was nervous. I'm familiar with who he is. I felt like he probably would find comfort in having someone in there that he knew he could go to when he needed that. And I was like, we never even have to talk. We don't even have to talk game. Just on a personal level, if you ever need somebody, just come sit next to me and I got you. And that happened a few times where we just ended up being next to each other. And I'm like, you okay? I even gave him one of my crystals one day. I was like, just hold this. He loved it. He just was like, kept playing with it. And I really knew that I wasn't going to let it, like, if to the best of my ability, I wasn't going to let anything happen to him. And Rob, like, he just was so on top of everything, and he was right there with me. And I knew, like, once there was a point where we were gaming together and he like shares something with me that like he's saying names that it's so early in the game, you don't really want to say names. But again, he's showing me he trusts me. So I work with people who show me you trust me. I have to trust you back. That means you that we're together. So Rob and Ian were absolutely my number one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
but, right,
I'm
here.
So bummed. I know you got to go.
And last Rob question. Felt the same way about Ian. And because he felt the same way about Ian, I knew that the three of us for sure, like, I wanted all the gamers to stick together, but I knew that those that was my core.
Yeah. I know you have to run, but what was your reaction to when you found out who the traitors were? How did you think they were playing? And especially Candace.
Candace blew my mind. You could have sucked all the air out of the room. And I still, oh my God, I was shocked. Interestingly, Lisa was on my radar. Was on my radar because when she came in from being hung up on the tree, I just was like, she is so dramatic. But is she doing it for TV? Is she doing it because she's Lisa Rinna? Is she doing it to throw us off? And the shades. It was always sunglasses. And Donna always had sunglasses on too. And I'm like, she's hiding something behind her eyes. And so there would be times where we would have downtime. And I'm like, Lisa is kind of quiet. I mentioned it to Dorinda, like, what do you think about Lisa? And she's like, no, because she tried to throw Dorinda under the bus one day. And I was just like, why would she do that to you? And so I was suspicious of Lisa. And I remember one day I looked at Rob and I said, this guy looks like he has had no sleep, almost like he'd been working all night. Mm-hmm. What have you been doing in this castle? Either you tiptoeing off up in somebody else's room or you up killing people? But he was so unassuming. It went in and I was like, I was so focused on Jam Jam. And that is such a big mistake. Anyone wanting to play traitors, you can have your sights on someone, but don't forget to look at every single person. Don't forget to look at everyone else.